Hey everyone, good to have you here. Thanks for tuning in to Word Song Live. Just want to share with you a couple of verses this morning and just talk about it for a minute. Praise God. About the love of God. Amen. How great His love is. Praise God. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. There's just a couple of things in these two verses that I want to point out and just talk about for a minute. The first one is the fact that we've been called the sons of God. Now that word is kind of a long definition, but I've isolated two or three parts of it just to help us here. To give a name to, or to receive the name of. To be called, that is to bear a name. Well, now we know we've been called as believers to bear the name of Jesus. Praise God. But we've also been called his sons. God has called us his sons or daughters, if you will. But God has called us his children. We are called his children. We're not, you know, the stepchild. No, we're called his son. We're called his son, his daughter. Amen. Not just the creation. Everyone's God's creation, but not everybody is his child. And as born again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are indeed God's children, and he calls us that. I mean, there was a time when Jesus had been baptized and the Spirit of God spoke from heaven and said, well, God spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Amen. Jesus was called the Son of God. Now he is the Son of God. We are sons and daughters of God. Not the son, a daughter. But nevertheless, part of that family, praise God, part of that family, the family that has God, the creator of heaven and earth, as the head of it. Our family is named after him. And we're part of that. Praise God, we are part of the family of God. Jesus is our elder brother. Hallelujah. And we've been made to be, according to Romans 8, joint heirs with him. Amen. Now he's heir of all things, according to Hebrews chapter 1. Praise God. The heir of all things. Praise God. What an inheritance. What an awesome position we find ourselves in to be the children of God. Amen. Children of God, you know, and being part of that family has privileges. There's an awful lot of us that live way below the privileges that we have as children of God. Amen. We've been given a lot. We've been given a lot in our inheritance. Praise God. Many, many, many people, many, many believers really don't know who they are in Christ or what they have in Christ and what's been given to them and what they're capable of doing in him. Praise God. And we just kind of tend to live our life just sort of bumping around from one day to the next. But God has a lot more in store for us, and he desires a lot more for us. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love. He loves us. He loves you. You personally. He loves you. And he loves me. And, you know, quite frankly, all of us, myself included, need to get a much greater, deeper revelation of how much God loves us personally. That's really important to know that, because you know your faith is tied to that. Amen. You're not going to trust Jesus any further than you're convinced that he loves you. If you aren't convinced that he loves you enough to take care of you, you are not going to crawl out of that boat. Amen. But the more you know he loves you, the more convinced of the fact that he loves you, the more easily you will find it to trust him. And make no mistake about it, the enemy wants to beat you up with condemnation and accusation and make you try to forget how much God loves you. He throws problems at you and blames God. All too many times we end up blaming God too because we think that somehow God did it to us. Well, he didn't. God's our answer, not our problem. He loves us. Praise God, he loves us. He loves you. You know, there's been many times that the Lord has encouraged me to tell people that. Many times. I've said, Lord, what do you want me to say to the people tonight? And there's other things that he'll have me say, but one of the things that he always says to me, or almost always, he'll remind me to say, to tell you that God loves you. I don't know how many times he's done that. Lord, what do you want to say tonight? What do you want to say in this service, Lord? Tell him I love him. So I'm telling you again today, God loves you. He loves you a lot. He loves you so much that he called you a son and a daughter. If you're born again, if Jesus Christ is your Lord, you are God's child. You're his son. You're his daughter. And you're called that. When humanity stands up and you stand up as a believer, he looks out over humanity and says, that's my son. That's my daughter. That's my child. Amen. He's calling you his child. He's calling you his child. Just know that right now. He's looking at you and saying, my child, my son, my daughter. Amen. He's calling you his child. The other thing I want to point out is in the second verse. So I'm just going to start over and just read back through the two verses again. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Now I'm just going to stop here and just it says hath, King James, or has, past tense. He has done this. If you're born again, he has called you a son or daughter. He has called you his child. In fact, Romans tells you that you can hear in your heart, you can know in your heart that you're his child. You're hearing that witness in there. Yes, you're my child. Amen. Amen. Be convinced of that. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Amen. Now, there's a lot that we're going to receive when we get to heaven. Amen. A whole lot more than what we're able to grasp and obtain here in the earth. But we don't have to wait to be a son of God. We don't have to wait to be a daughter of God. We don't have to wait as a child of God to begin to interact with him and begin receive those things that come to us just by nature of the fact that we're his children. Amen. By nature of the redemption and the salvation that Jesus provided for us. Praise God. We don't have to wait. No, because now we are the sons of God. Now. Now. You're redeemed now. Eternal life for you started the moment you received Jesus. You started living eternal life. You started living a life with God. Not separate from him. With him. He came and moved into your heart. Praise God. You're his child. Amen. You're a partaker of the divine nature by the precious promises of the word of God. You're his child. He loves you. And he's called you his child. He loves you. And he has called you his child. He loves you. Praise God. He loves you. He loves you. Father, I just pray right now that each one of us, myself included, Lord, each one of us would get a greater revelation, Lord. Open our eyes and our understanding. We'd get a greater revelation of how much you love us. How much you love us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help us not to just gloss over the fact that you gave your life for us, Lord, and then gave your life to us. Lord, help us to see that in its depth. Help us, Lord, to see in a deeper, more meaningful way how much you really love us. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Father, I thank you that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And I just pray for a revelation and an understanding of that, Lord. For each one of us, Lord, that we would know the manner of love that you've loved us with. That we'd know the height and length and breadth and depth of your love, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just ask, Father God, for your blessing to be upon the listener today, Father God. I just thank you that, Father, your spirit knows no bounds. The power of your spirit, your power, Lord, knows no bounds. Praise God, and no time. So the day that a person hears this, the day it was recorded, or many days hence, Father, I just thank you that they're going to know that you love them. And they're going to be touched by that love today, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your great love wherewith you have loved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for demonstrating your love in no uncertain terms. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk out our lives in a way that pleases you and honors you. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, go spend some time in the Word. Go spend some time worshiping the Lord. Sing to Him. Praise Him. Glory to God. Spend time with Him. Get to know the voice of the Holy Spirit better and better. Spend time with Him. I just encourage you, spend time with Him. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have a great day. Selah.